reason for your not trading with him. And we'll come back to that in a similar way in a minute. But another example, I think, of this negative influence is the so-called nonconformist. The typical nonconformist is not an individualist, meaning one who makes his own decisions. The nonconformist nonconforms for the sake of nonconformity. He therefore has to react to whatever it is that the conformists do, in the same way that the anti-communist responds to the communists. The nonconformist initiates nothing. His whole plan is to convince you that he is not controlled by anyone because he supposedly doesn't care what anyone else thinks. In fact, I think this is epitomized by the typical statement, I don't care what people think. I do what I want to do. I don't care what they think. You do believe me, don't you? And this, of course, leads us to error number four, which is trying to prove things to others, typified by the statement, I'll show him. And I think this is summed up in the simple word revenge, although it isn't usually expressed quite so starkly. There's usually a more higher level of motive expressed of some kind. We saw in session one that there is a natural justice in this world and that it's fruitless to occupy yourself in trying to identify the good guys from the bad guys, other than in naturally wanting to trade with good guys and just leaving the bad guys alone. Your time can better be spent in increasing your own well-being than to try to figure out who are the good guys and the bad guys and identify them and label them. So granted, you don't go running around town trying to bring criminals to bay, but that doesn't mean it isn't easy to fall for this fallacy of decision-making. How many times have you reacted to someone else's stupidity, especially when he's actually arrogant or proud of the things that he does that you think are stupid? How many times have you reacted by wanting to prove to him that he isn't so smart? Now, never, I'm sure. But would you believe that there are actually people in this world that experience such an emotion, that they actually feel like they have to prove to somebody else that he was stupid? So he's a stupid guy. So what? Do you have to prove it to him? He's going to run headlong into nature and stub his toe on reality soon enough. And if he never does, then on what basis could you even prove to him that he is stupid, if his so-called stupid acts don't bring him bad consequences? The whole point is, of course, that it should have absolutely nothing to do with your code of conduct. But, of course, you don't like to have to sit and listen to his stupid statements being paraded as profound wisdom. Well, who asked you to? What are you doing there in the first place? Why don't you simply get out of the environment instead of having to determine whether or not this guy is stupid and proving it to him? Now, that error is pretty common, but there's an even more subtle one, especially as expressed by libertarians and, I think, quite a bit by conservatives, too. This is the concept of the market boycott. You demonstrate your dissatisfaction with certain things by boycotting certain suppliers, stores, or whatever. Now, let us recognize what is taking place here as the basic nature of a boycott. You refuse to trade with someone with whom you would otherwise trade because of something they have done in the past or some ideological position they uphold. Now, the very nature of the premise itself indicates that everything adds up to trading with this individual, that this would be your best alternative of all the alternatives available to you. It would be the most profitable alternative, except for the fact that he has done this thing in the past or he is ideologically in this camp, and you therefore will boycott him and not do what you would otherwise do. Now, recognize that you are not boycotting him because you expect to get shoddy merchandise or a broken contract, but it's because of something they have done in the past or a position they uphold. So all you have done, of course, is to subordinate your own profit to making some kind of a point or exacting revenge on someone, in other words, proving to him that he can't get away with his ideological position or whatever it is that he is. If a man is a liar, then obviously your profit motive tells you that you would be foolish to have any business with him that is based upon his having to live up to his contract. If a man is a liar, then he's not a good man to do business with, if the nature of the exchange is that he has to keep his word. If he's going to give you a newspaper in exchange for a dime, you probably will be willing to risk the dime, even though you may open the newspaper and find that there's nothing but blank paper inside. But the point is that if his word is an important part of the transaction, it would be a part of the nature of the choice not to trust a man who has already proven that he is a liar. But on the other hand, if a man is discourteous to you, for instance, and you don't like it, but he still offers the best bargain in the field to you, you haven't gained anything by boycotting him over his discourtesy. Unless the discourtesy is so uncomfortable to you directly